Welcome to CS Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 146 of CS Radio. I'm J. Michael DeAngelis.
And I'm Natty Leach.
And Natty, big moment in CS Radio history.
What is it?
We're recording, not exactly from our new studio, as we're in our same room we've been recording in all season, but we've got some new equipment.
We got the studio vibes now.
We do. We got some new mics, got a new mixer, and I'm really excited to hear how this all turns out because, as our audience knows, we've had to move to a larger space than where we normally record, so we can kind of be spread out in these COVID times, and it's been a challenge to get good sound quality. So we sort of begged and pleaded and blackmailed, and we got some new equipment from our good friend Leon Malloy, Office Manager of Career Services. Thank you, Leon.
He did us a solid. Thank you, Leon.
Thank you, Leon. And it's appropriate that it came in time for this episode because I am now filled with the spirit of Thanksgiving.
Me too. I'm so thankful.
And this is our big Thanksgiving episode. When you hear this, it'll be the Monday before Thanksgiving. Everyone's gearing up to either go home and celebrate or maybe stay here and celebrate with friends or just not go to class and enjoy a few days off, regardless of whether you're celebrating or not. But it is a time that we often see an influx of students here in Career Services because they know they're going to be having some family interactions in the next week. And they might be facing that dreaded question, what are you doing about your career? Did you go to career services? What did they tell you?
Yep. All the time, especially after Thanksgiving, because I think family members are...
They're great motivators.
I was going to say they're particularly good at stressing us out. But that's a very nice way to say it. Great motivators.
So what I thought we would talk about a little bit today is how to handle those questions, those awkward family dinner table questions, and also some proactive steps that you can take while you're on break, regardless of where you are in your career search. You know, we'll give some basic tips of things that you can do, not like the whole break, like an hour or two over break, that could really be beneficial to you.
Yeah, and one of the biggest things is you don't have to do a lot over break if you don't want to.
Exactly.
Now is a perfect time to be... Practice some mindfulness. This is a time that you get off from having to worry about too much related to school. So take some time for yourself.
So, you know, Natty, how would you handle, you're sitting down, you're, you know, I bet you're getting ready to watch a football game. And
we watch a dog show in my house.
Oh, well, of course. But then that one uncle comes over to you and is like, what are you doing? Getting ready to graduate? You got a job yet? What's your plan? What are you doing?
It's always like, I'm a freshman. It's like they have no idea. They often have no idea what's actually
often
going
have
on.
No
in
idea.
I think the best strategy, a lot of it depends, right? Depends on your particular circumstance.
Sure.
Maybe you are looking at some of the industries that recruit early and you already know what you're doing. That's great. Most people probably don't know yet, and that's perfectly normal. So my strategy for the types of things that I was interested in, I did a lot of music industry type internships when I was an undergrad. My strategy was always talk about the types of things I was interested in looking forward to looking into more, because there's so many things that probably aren't open yet for you to even be applying to yet. It's a lot easier to talk about what your interests are and what things you're excited about rather than having to say, oh, I haven't applied to anything yet. And then they come back and say, well, why not? And your answer really is there's nothing to apply to right now.
And should you need a visual aid, though I doubt you will, but should you need a visual aid, it goes right back to what we were talking about last week and our outcome survey reports, and you can show all your family members.
Uncle Jerry, boy, do I have the survey for
you. Yeah, oh my gosh. Uncle Jerry, look, the music industry does not start making offers until May. It's November. It's November, Uncle Jerry. So, you know, I don't want to paint a picture that, like, everyone's going back to these confrontational things, but it is good to know that you can you can back up your claims if you need to, and we're happy to provide that kind of information.
Oh, it's one of those things. We know our family loves us, and they have the best of intentions, and they never intend to stress us out. But a lot of times, just hearing that can be like, "Oh, should are there all these things I should be doing? Like, right. am I completely behind now?"
You know, it just is that same thing that we find on campus, right? Because, yeah, some people have already just gone through an entire interview process, and they're set for next summer, or they're set for after graduation, or they're, you know, it's just. Those industries are on a completely different timeline from like the entire world.
Yep.
So they're all set, and you say to yourself, well, why am I not set? Should I have been doing it? So it's that same kind of triggering thing can happen because you look at the adults in your life and you're like, well, they have it figured out. Spoiler alert, they do not. And, you know, times have changed from when they were looking for a job, for sure, you know. Things are very different for a college student than they were when I was in college, which was, you know, not that long ago, but long enough that Sadie probably wasn't born yet.
Uh-oh.
I graduated.
Uh-oh. And it's not always a bad thing. It's not always a bad thing when you feel a little bit stressed about these types of things. I will say a huge benefit of right after Thanksgiving break, a lot of students come in and say, I haven't met with you guys yet this year. I'm starting to look into what I should be doing for this upcoming summer. That's great.
That's
great to be prepared early on. Well, if this is a time that you start to think about those types of things, maybe you haven't yet thought about what your future is, now is a great time that as you have some extra time, you could start investigating those things, or you could plan to schedule an appointment to meet with us when you get back from break, and we can start that conversation of like exploration and things you could be doing piece by piece to be ready when there's more stuff to apply to.
Yeah, 100%. Like post-Thanksgiving, particularly as a freshman, that's the perfect time to start coming to talk to us, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Because there has not been a mad rush of recruiters trying to recruit freshmen for the summertime in the fall. That's just not really what happens.
Yep.
Actually, I mean, of course, there's an exception to every rule. I talked to a student today who was like, oh, I think there was this thing UBS was doing for freshmen, and I might have missed it. Can I look into it? And I looked into it, and like, yeah, you missed it. The deadline was October. So there are very few exceptions to the rule, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's always
the exceptions that prove the rule, right?
Yes.
But for the most part, coming in, you know, sort of between Thanksgiving and the end of the semester is perfectly fine for perfectly fine for anybody.
Yeah.
but a great time for freshmen in particular.
Yeah, I mean, think about it from the employer's perspective. They don't really want to be doing hiring and recruiting over the holiday season between Thanksgiving and
no, it's a real lull.
Holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's always, for almost every industry, there's a dip between now and January. I will say I occasionally see some of those early programs have mid-January deadlines for some other industries, like maybe a really big employer within a particular industry might know ahead of time that they get a lot of interest in their application, so they'll have an early deadline like January or something. But really, you're probably not going to see a ton of things that are due November, December, all the way for the summer.
So other than, you know, assuaging your relatives' fears over the dinner table, what are some things that you can do while you're on break? Again, we're not saying you have to do these things or should do these things because the break is a break and it's a time for you to relax and enjoy the dog show. But if you wanted to get some things done, if you wanted to start some career services work, what are some things that you could do on your own over the break?
So I think the heaviest lifting that I would recommend you do is take a look at your resume if it's been a while. If you're a freshman or a sophomore, maybe you haven't used your resume that much since you applied to college, great time to take it out and see which ways you can update it. That's kind of like the heaviest I'm doing this very specific task type of thing that I would do. But there's lots of kind of casual things that you could do that I think would help as well that you can kind of keep it at your own pace. It could be reading through a vault guide on a certain industry and just kind of browsing through and learning more about that industry. It could just be browsing through the types of opportunities that you see on Handshake and start favoriting employers that you want to keep an eye out for who might have a job posting next semester. So in terms of like the hard specific things to do, leave it to really your resume and everything else. I would treat it as an exploration opportunity. Poke around, see what's out there, or learn a little bit about an industry. Watch some YouTube videos. Talk to a friend. Sometimes talking to friends about the stuff that you're interested in, they might share things that they're also interested in. You just kind of learn more about the different types of things that are out there.
Yeah, I mean, particularly talking to your friends from home who are going to different universities and colleges and learning, you know, what's happening there and what sort of interests they have. They might have access to opportunities that you hadn't heard about yet. It's just a good, you know, that connecting with your friends is networking, yep. Right? That's
like the nascent early stage.
It really is. I mean, I'm a big advocate of demystifying networking and destigmatizing networking, because as someone who myself felt like, oh, you know, like it's like schmoozing and it's like advertising yourself and being pushy. No, it's talking to people, it's making friends, it's using the people you're already connected with to make new connections.
Absolutely. It's kind of a practice of self-branding as well. I think
it is. There's
a lot of us know or have that friend that's just like, like this person knows. They know who they are, they know what they want, and they put that forward. In every interaction, like, you have a great sense of who that person is. And there are benefits to that too, right? Like, you might hear your friend always talking about the film industry, and then the second you see something that's related to the film industry, you think of whoever that friend might be.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I don't know either.
But yeah, that's absolutely correct. Something else I would recommend if you're just looking at some downtime activities is explore the Career Services website. Look at our industry communities, see all the jobs that have recently been posted. I spent the majority of this afternoon approving jobs for my community because after, like, I would say 2 weeks of very little, I had a slew of internships posted this week because they're gearing up for the springtime and the summer. So I approved dozens of things today that'll be in Friday's newsletter, which is exciting.
Nice.
Across a couple different industries. Undergrad, grad people looking for everyone from freshmen to grad students. So there's stuff out there and you can take a look. And, you know, if you felt good about it, you could even start applying to a couple of things. Again, without the expectation that anything's going to happen quickly because everyone's on holiday.
Yeah, absolutely. Another fun thing that's on our website, Career Explorer, could be a cool thing to do where you get to take a few little quizzes here or there, and it helps show you these are things you might be interested in. These are personality traits that best suit you and can be applied to these different fields in different ways.
Now, I just had a great idea.
Yeah, what's it? What is it?
I tell you what the perfect post-Thanksgiving dinner activity is. Everybody do
Career Explorer. Family.
Yeah, Uncle Jerry, you do it too.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, it says you should be a welder. And you are! I don't know why Uncle Jerry's a welder now, but he is.
Yeah.
But like, I do think that would be interesting.
It would be. And honestly, it's a great point, too, is that you might get welder yourself and be like, I don't want to be a welder. And that's okay, too. I think the point of doing these is to explore and kind of learn more about yourself. I think if you're getting something like welder, a good question to ask yourself is, why is it showing me welder?
So listeners may recall when we first launched Career Explorer, Milan and I both took it and we kind of reviewed our results on the podcast. I did get writer, but that was actually in the number two slot for me. The number one slot was user interface designer.
Interesting.
And I'd be like, well, what? I mean, I'm technical to a certain degree, but I'm not a programmer.
But creative.
So yeah. So what were the things that made the AI think I would be good at creating a user interface? And it was, creativity, problem solving, storytelling, right? So like ease of use, knowing what people want.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, I actually might be good at something like that. I am the webmaster for Career Services, so there's a certain amount of UI design in that. So it was a surprising number one, but when I thought about it, I was like, oh, I do have those skills. And that's exactly what we talk about all the time on the show, is those transferable skills. And, you know, the student that comes in and goes, well, I've got all these, you know, I didn't have a lot of internships, but I did all these student clubs. Well, let's pull out the things that you did in the student clubs that make you a great employee.
Absolutely.
What do you do if a family member very strongly disagrees with your career choice? Say they want you to be a doctor, they want you to be a lawyer, that's the stereotype story, and you want to go into arts or music or writing, something like that.
Yep.
What do you do?
Well, that's a great question, Sadie, and it can be a really tough conversation to have. I myself, as we've said many times on this podcast, was a theater major. Very lucky. That was never any question from my parents about that, but I can certainly recall being at family gatherings where aunts and uncles or cousins pushed back on that. Actually, the number one person I can remember like lecturing me about it was my doctor. Like going for a checkup probably at Thanksgiving or Christmas, and him being like, "And what are you majoring in again?" Theater. And like him just going off and being like, "You need to major in biology, something in the sciences. You know, like if you're not a business person, then yeah, basically you need to become a doctor." And I was like, "Yeah, because you seem so relaxed."
You're like, yeah, that's why I go to you to get my checkups. Right. I'm not doing them right. myself.
And so, obviously, I don't care what my doctor thinks of me. I only care if my blood pressure is all right. With family members, again, it depends on your relationship with that person. If my uncle's giving me a hard time, it means a lot less than if my mom and dad are giving me a hard time. So my recommendation is you just have to be honest. I have definitely spoken with students at Penn who have come in and said, "My parents say they won't pay for college anymore unless I switch over to Wharton or I change my major or I add another major." And those are really like scary realities to have to face. In those situations, I encourage the student to try and work with their parents. You know, if it really is a financial reality that they're not going to pay if you're a theater major, then can you add another major? Would they be okay if you took a theater minor? Could you major in something and take theater classes? You know, try and make a plan with your parents that everyone can agree upon. And again, you can sit with them and look at the career plan outcomes, because you can look at the outcomes of the fine arts majors, the English majors, the theater majors, and see that they're not that different than any other major at Penn, right? They may be going, no, like, you know, generally speaking, we don't have a ton of people leaving Penn and becoming actors, right? But we have a ton of theater majors leave and get decent jobs. Maybe jobs in the arts, maybe jobs where, again, the skills that they learned in that major are really beneficial. So that can be a real peace of mind to your parents that you're not going to be like destitute on the street. And then once you graduate, do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, that can be your, here, look, these people were music majors and they went into finance. Yeah. So I could do that if I really wanted to.
100%. But I will be an actor.
That's exactly. Right. And then do what you want. A lot of it depends on the severity or like the intensity of which the person you're talking to is. Fine strategy could just be smiling and nodding and just letting them say their piece and moving ahead.
Exactly. And, you know, in extreme cases, Penn has ways that for students who are in real need of help, that we can help. You know, the Student Intervention Services can, you know, help you make a plan if you truly are, like, excommunicated by your parents. That typically does not happen over changing a major, but
that would be a rough Thanksgiving break.
Yeah, it's a tough Thanksgiving. Some of them can be.
Some of them can be really tough. So just know that there are people at Penn that if you have, whether it's because of your career choices or because of something else entirely, there are people at Penn that you can talk to if, you know, your family situation has become difficult or untenable. And if you needed to start by coming to tell someone at Career Services, we can at least set you on the right track to finding better help as well. But like, that is definitely something you'd come tell us and we can help you.
Absolutely. And to end on a lighter note, I think a lot of times they think they have their best interest in 100%. Your best interest in mind.
We just went down the worst case scenario rabbit hole.
And I would say usually, so I used to be a pre-health advisor and I not uncommonly would have to talk to students about their decision to tell their parents that they really don't want to do medicine anymore. They don't want to be a dentist anymore, whatever it was. And almost all the time they were really worried about it. But when your family hears why you're interested in something else and can see why that sparks joy in you or why that seems like a great fit for you in some sort of way, they'll often move on.
Yeah, you know, I think my dad always tells the story. My grandfather was an artist, and my dad wanted to study art. And my grandfather's like, not so long as you're living under my roof, you're going to be a pharmacist. And my dad was like, no, definitely not. So my dad ended up going to school for education. I was like, teacher, well, okay, all right, maybe. Because, you know, like my grandfather just wanted something, you know, he wanted something better than he had, you know, which comes from a good place, but is, you know, maybe not the right thing, you know. And like going into education was really great for my father in the end, right? Like, and he's still a great artist on the side. So those are things that you have to consider. Like sometimes this is all coming from the best place, and our lives all take different paths that are unexpected. I have said many times on this show, when I left college, did I think I'd end up working at Penn in the career services office for almost Sadie's entire life?
None of us did.
No, none of us did.
My mom's the opposite. My mom is always like, why aren't you doing music? Why aren't you?
Amazing. I mean, my parents were similar with me, right? They should follow your dreams, do what you want to do. When I graduated, they were like, now you are going to have to, like, live. So what are you going to do?
Find a day job. And yeah. You did.
And I did. And now I've got a podcast.
Yeah.
So, you know, Thanksgiving can be stressful, but I hope yours is really relaxing, whether you're celebrating it with family, with friends, or not at all. I hope you enjoy your time off. We will be taking a one-week break from CS Radio to refresh and recharge and enjoy our Thanksgiving. What's everybody's Thanksgiving plans?
We're having Thanksgiving at our house for the first time.
Oh, my goodness. What time should I be over?
Whenever you want. It'll be a lot. So I will say, Emily made lots and lots of food last year for just the two of us during COVID. So I feel like that was almost a test run.
That was a dry run. Yeah.
I kept telling her, like, you know, there's just two of us. And it ended up being like a full Thanksgiving feast that fed us for weeks. But I feel that we're going to be well prepared because of that.
It's fantastic. What about you, Sadie?
I will be in Hawaii.
Wow.
With the family. I'm very excited. I've been counting down to it since I got here.
Have you been to Hawaii before?
We go almost every year, which is really fun. It's a tradition. We've been going since I was like a literal baby. So love it very much. But yeah.
Amazing. I'm having multiple Thanksgivings because my siblings have in-laws and other families to deal with. So on Thursday, I will be having my parents at my place for some sort of Thanksgiving meal. I don't know what I'm preparing yet, but we all agreed not a full thing because Friday, my family's getting together at my parents for a Black Friday full-on Thanksgiving meal. And then Saturday, we are resuming an age-old DeAngelis family tradition, not quite going to Hawaii, but we'll be going to Storybook Land.
Ooh.
At the Jersey Shore.
Very nice.
To see Santa Claus and ride the rides.
Love it.
So we have many kids who will find that quite magical.
And kids at heart.
Listen, nobody loves it
more.
And
Michael.
Nobody loves it more than me. Except that it usually gets like freezing cold. But
hot chocolate.
Exactly.
The shore, I mean, I was at the shore this weekend. The shore in the fall and the winter is great.
It is lovely. It is lovely. Yeah, this is... it's like an Egg Harbor Township. So like right before the actual beach, sort of the woodsy Jersey Shore part.
The wild woods.
Yeah, exactly. But we'll go see Santa and ride the kiddie coaster and see the really low-tech animatronic storybook characters. It's amazing.
Nice. Well, make sure Santa has a PS5 for me.
All right. I will drop him a line. I'll make sure that he needs to get out in front of those supply chain and those scalpers and make sure
the elves make them, Michael.
Yeah, the elves. Have you That's even the elves read department. The story?
I listen.
This is upsetting.
Do you think Santa's not dealing with supply chain issues in the North Pole? I guarantee you.
Potentially.
Well, that sounds great. Everybody sounds like they're going to have a really nice Thanksgiving. We hope all our listeners do. And we'll see you in 2 weeks on CS Radio.
This podcast is a presentation of University of Pennsylvania Career Services, Division of Penn University Life. It was created by J. Michael DeAngelis and A. Milan Kirshner and produced and hosted by J. Michael DeAngelis and Natty Leach. It is mixed and edited by Sadie Kyler. If you like this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @PennCareerServe. Thanks for listening.